This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The USDA acreage report was released Friday morning with some changes from last year's numbers. Grain originator for M&M Service Company, Kevin Moore, has a recap of the report and some marketing advice for farmers as we start a new week.
Well, from the corn side of it, corn acres came in about 1 million acres higher than anticipated. The June report came in at 90.886 million acres. The average trade was anticipating an 89.8 million acres, so about 1 million acres above what the trade was anticipating. That compares to the previous report of 89.9, so that's even higher than the previous report. So, and for soybeans, actually the soybean acres came in a little bit under the trade estimate. The June number came in at 89.5 million acres. The average trade estimate was at 89.9, so about 400,000 lower than where the trade was anticipating the soybean acres to come in at.
So there was some movement, you know, not huge numbers, but we did see some ups and downs. So for farmers listening to what you're saying, you know, what do you foresee this having a big play on market prices, or what are your thoughts there?
Sure. Truthfully, obviously, the corn number is bearish. The market didn't really dictate that today. We went into the report about trading 5-6 cents higher in corn. Then after the report, corn did start to trade, you know, lower than going into the report, but we've maintained positive numbers throughout the day. And then it closed very strong here this afternoon. So bearish report, the corn market closed higher, I think, mainly due to the wheat prices. Both the winter wheat and the spring wheat prices were up real strong today. So I think we saw spillover into the corn market. Plus the funds were anticipating maybe seeing a bullish corn acreage numbers, and they got caught and maybe doing some unwinding of some of their positions, actually rated the corn market to close higher. Going forward in corn and soybeans, you know, I think we need to continue to watch the 6 to 10 day and the 10 to 14 day weather forecast is going to give us market direction. For soybeans, was a neutral to maybe slightly bullish report in soybeans, but keep in mind that our ending stocks for this upcoming year is still like 90 million bushels higher than the previous year. So even though we have 400,000 less acres, we're going into this year with 90 million more stocks. So, you know, I don't want to say this report was bullish soybeans. I'd say more neutral just because of the carryout that we're coming into this upcoming year with.
The other report that was released, you know, the numbers we just discussed was the U.S. as a whole. I also saw some numbers for Illinois as a state, and that was, you know, corn was down 4%, soybeans up 3%. And I think wheat was about the same. From, you know, your landscape with M&M Service Company, what guys have planted, does that seem about right for what you're seeing out in the fields, or is it different than this area?
Well, from the area that I travel in, it seems like there was more corn acres switched to beans than what the report showed today. Wheat acres, you know, I really haven't seen many acres switch there. It's so minimal acreage to begin with that we pretty much maintained in this area, same acres. But I do feel maybe we should have seen more corn acres switch to soybeans than what this report showed.
All right. Well, Kevin, advice for farmers going forward as we, you know, digest this report and what it told us and they're thinking about marketing strategies. Any final thoughts that you may have for them today?
Sure. Again, the report today was not friendly corn by no means, even though we had a pretty strong close in the corn market. You know, take advantage of these spikes in the corn market. I do feel if we do see, you know, a 20-cent rally in corn, basis is going to get weaker on us, and you won't see that full 20 cents in the futures value increase because basis will potentially get softer because the amount of cash grain moving. So present with whoever you market your grain through and take advantage of any 10 or 15 cent spike that we may see in this corn market. The trade's going to come in Sunday evening, going to concentrate more on the extended weather forecast and start trading that again. Soybeans, you know, I'd basically do the same thing. The report was neutral, slightly friendly soybeans, but I, again, if you beans left, I'd be looking to move them sooner than later because I do think, you know, if we get close to trend line yields with the carry in that we're going to take into this upcoming crop here, bar ending stocks, world ending stocks at soybeans, it's going to be hard to get much of a rally in them unless we do have a weather issue.
Kevin Moore of M&M Service Company. Well, in a historic event on Friday, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association helped welcome the first shipments of American-produced beef into China since 2003. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Craig Uden joined Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, U.S. Ambassador Terry Branstad, and Chinese officials at the ceremony in Beijing. The highlight came when Uden and Perdue participated in a joint cutting of the prime rib. Uden said restoring American beef access to China has been a top priority for many years, and they're excited to have the opportunity to provide Chinese consumers with safe, tender, and delicious beef once again. National Cattlemen's Beef Association efforts to help restore access to the Chinese market finally paid off this year as U.S. and Chinese negotiators reached an agreement to break the 14-year stalemate. Uden said getting access to the world's largest market is a step in the right direction. The House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee advanced the fiscal year 2018 spending bill for discretionary programs at USDA and other agencies at just over $20 billion. That's a $1.1 billion cut from last year's funding bill and 5.2% less than current funding levels. If those numbers hold, USDA would get roughly $876 million less in funding levels compared to the current year. However, that $1.1 billion cut is actually $3.7 billion less than President Trump's proposed cut to USDA alone. Republican Robert Adderholt of Alabama, the subcommittee chair, said he couldn't go along with the president's proposal to eliminate several rural development programs. A DTN report says the subcommittee bill also doesn't go along with the Trump proposal to eliminate as many as 17 USDA ag research facilities across the country. Adderholt says a $1.6 billion funding amount for areas such as the Farm Service Agency and conservation programs will ensure every county FSA office is fully manned. Well, that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.